it's sometimes been known to sing about nature.
Danny boy.
Yeah. See what? Listen to this episode now. That's a niche joke.
Yeah.
Are we cyclists?
Well, as a cyclist yourself, do you think they're undoing the pro-cycling measures because of the anti-cycling issues?
I think councils are trying their best, but I think they could try better, try harder. I don't see anything being undone myself.
I'm Stuart the Wild Man Mabbott. He is...
I'm William Ankler. Thanks very much for being with us.
And this is the People's Countryside Environmental Debate Podcast.
Who are you, Stuart? What are you?
My job is making nature part of people's daily life. I write about nature. I lead walks in nature. I do this podcast. What do you do, William?
You've sometimes been known to sing about nature.
Danny boy.
Yeah. See, won't listen to this episode now. That's a niche joke.
Yeah.
So I am sometimes often find me behind a microphone like you are. I am today, flying a drone, which I was this morning, behind a camera, or in front of an audience. The four native areas of the Mankalo.
So we don't always talk about the countryside or the environment. It just depends where you, the listeners, want us to take it, because the conversations, because you set the questions. We always try and bring it back to the environment. Now, this one I think is directly related to the environment. Do you want to have a go again, William? It's Rob from East Lockinge in Oxfordshire.
Rob from East Lockinge, that's east of West Lockinge.
Yeah.
We seem to be cycling less since COVID. Councils really encouraged us to cycle more during the lockdowns, but it seems to be they too easily undo the pro-cycling measures when anti-cycling issues are raised by motorists and others. Are we cyclists?
Well, as a cyclist yourself, do you think they're undoing the pro-cycling measures because of the anti-cycling issues?
I don't know what they... I would say the council seems to be... I mean, council, it's referring to councils here.
Yeah.
Oxford City Council seem to at least be trying to be more cycle-friendly. I say the word trying because I am somebody who cycles. I don't call myself a cyclist. I'm somebody who rides a bike.
Yeah.
I've never really liked the term cyclist driver, that type of thing, or a person who is just using that method of transport.
At that time, yes.
Because I also drive as well. I also walk. I also take the bus. I also fly. I also go by train, etc., etc. So whatever. I think councils are trying their best, but I think they could try better, try harder. I don't see anything being undone myself. In Oxford in particular, there seems to be more pro-cycle because particularly in Oxford, we have the low traffic neighbourhoods, which is restricting traffic in certain parts and restricting what people would call rat runs. And there's definitely a lot more cycling in that area. I've seen more people cycle in Oxford. I do wonder, Rob, if you're talking particularly from your own perspective or somebody who lives in a more rural setting than in the city, that there may be less people going for cycle rides because, of course, we're back to, in quote-unquote, normal because, you know, maybe you weren't because you weren't going to work, you weren't having to drive anywhere and more people were cycling. Maybe that's what you're seeing yourself. That's just a question.
I think now there are some places, I haven't taken too much heed, but, you know, we're based in Oxford, but outside of Oxford in other places, I think I am aware of there were some bits of road pavement that were sectioned off for cyclists during COVID because there was more people, they weren't going on the bus, they weren't sharing transport, so they were cycling more. And maybe those cycle lanes have been taken away, but I in Oxford, I don't think that, because some people said that the widening of cycle lanes, they were taking the opportunity to do that when nobody was looking during COVID. I do wonder whether or not the Oxford City Council were going to do that anyway, but more people were cycling in Oxford because they weren't using buses. The lanes were widened, but they haven't been reduced back. I don't know. I don't go out that much, so I don't see it. But I do wonder whether or not people are using buses more, so people are cycling less. But I think that there are a number of people I know personally that picked up the habit of cycling again during lockdown, and they've kept it up.
Yeah, the habit of cycling,
yeah.
The habit of not driving, I suppose, is a good better way of putting it.
Yeah.
Maybe more people are going back to using the buses. Yeah. As far as I know, the level of bus usage has not recovered since COVID.
Yeah.
It seemed to be going up. It's kind of like something that my wife has noticed. This is slightly different in a way. How the impact of COVID on a lot of things. There seem to be a lot of people just pre-COVID were going on to use reusable mugs, going into coffee shops, and you'd see a lot more of them. Maybe one in 15, maybe one in 10 in some places, or even one in 5 people would have a reusable cup. But because of COVID, that now is sort of like one in 100 because of the transmission possibility, which I think is very minimal, but I can understand why people would want to not use that. You look around you in a coffee shop and you see, we're in coffee shops quite a lot, and you see there's not many people. We're probably the only people in the entire place that are actually using our own reusable mug, and I think that has affected how people use public transport. And I think it's also affected how people, maybe it's also how they're going back into their cars because they feel it's a safer environment to be in, for example.
Yeah, I mean, I think for us to explore this more, we need to have somebody from the council or a cyclist or somebody who is...
Or a cycling councillor.
Yeah, or an antagonised motorist to...
I'm sure we can find quite a few of those.
Yeah, I mean, let's read the question again. We seem to be cycling less since COVID. Councils, well, I'm not sure we are. I don't know. Maybe not. We need to explore that. Councils are encouraged us to cycle more during the lockdowns, but it seems that they are too easily undoing the pro-cycling measures when anti-cycling issues are raised by motorists and others. I cannot say that I'm seeing that the council are backtracking on decisions they made. So maybe we need to get somebody from the council in to talk about this, because it's sort of like... This is a conversation, a debate wider than us, you know. It's something we need to dig into, maybe a mini series, I don't know. But
yeah, I just wonder how much somebody from the council would actually, one, want to be on this podcast, and also if they were, how
honest,
how open they could be,
be allowed to be,
because every single word is picked apart.
Yeah,
one thing I would never want to be is any form of politician or civil. Well, I was going to say civil servant, but definitely not a politician, because your words are picked apart.
Yeah,
it's a very difficult position to be in. Often,
unless
you're Nadine Dorries, and then you just don't turn up to any.
Any
discussions. You just run away because you're not given your peerage. Yeah. Have I got a bee in my bonnet about Nadine Dorries? Yes, I have. Yeah.
So I think what has changed is it was a bit more obvious people were cycling. But I think people their lives have got busy again. And so I maybe we're just not noticing what other people are doing. I think it's very hard for us to sit here to say people are cycling less. See, you need to actually monitor. You know, you look out onto this road outside of this window now. Just because nobody's out there cycling past doesn't mean there isn't a lot of people still cycling.
I think there's still a lot. I see a lot of people out when I'm cycling, but because during lockdown, especially, people had you didn't want to just be at home continuously. You wanted to be outside doing something, and people. But a lot of people found walking again and found out what was happening in their local area. I was always aware of, say, that I live relatively local to a park called Florence Park in Oxford. Yeah. I was very aware of the place, but I became really aware of what it was because we used to walk in there
during
lockdowns. And I think cycling's the same thing. You know?
Yeah, I think, Matt, realistically, we could sit here and say people have got less spare time now.
Yes.
You know, and so people were cycling people were cycling during their spare time to go to the countryside or wherever. That is probably reduced.
If you'd been furloughed, for example, you would have probably been going out for a cycle ride on almost a daily basis.
Whereas what I think this question is talking about is commuting.
Absolutely. Yeah.
People are cycling less because if you're not, for the hobbyists or people just doing it in the spare time, they don't really care too much about the facilities that are out there because they're just doing it in the moment. You know, but I think this is more direct. This is a Roman style question from, you know, Roman used to set us questions about driving and cars and cycles. This seems to be like on a commute, but I'm not really seeing too much council backtracking on the road layout for commuting cyclists.
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe you think differently. If you think differently, how can they email us, William?
peoplescountryside@gmail.com is our email address. Yeah. Best way to get in touch with us, really, isn't it, Stuart?
Yeah, exactly. I think, personally, an action, put pressure on your council to do more to bring in facilities for cyclists and walkers. Mm. You know, we were given two feet for a reason. And if you open up these facilities for walkers and cyclists, make sure you cater for people in wheelchairs as well. These barriers wheelchairs come over, you know, come against, you know, maybe go out. If you're a councillor thinking about doing some infrastructure on the road, maybe go up the hospital, get an NHS wheelchair. And just navigate Oxford in one of those wheelchairs, and you might actually start to see some barriers you don't see. On, will you come and knock on my door and borrow mine?